truth frequency.
It's called being in the zone. It's called, you know, being lucky. It's called having everything go your way.
When you deal with computers, you deal with ones and zeros. And the only way that you can make a computer more powerful is to expand the consciousness of the computer.
Well, it's something bigger than ourselves, and that's got to be said.
That has to do with the self-image that people have.
You know, just kind of your ego being swept aside or being kind of stomped on or being swatted like a fly.
It is being able to take what feels like ordinary human energy and mastering extraordinary power, even with a single person in a society with this kind of power. We call it the X Factor.
Broadcasting worldwide from an undisclosed location high up on the Rocky Mountains, this is Truth Frequency Radio. And now, here are your hosts, Chris and Cherie G.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this June 23rd edition, 2013, of Truth Frequency. I am Chris Geo. Joining me is, of course, my lovely chipmunk, twin flame co-host, and wife, Cherie.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And we have another jam-packed show for you today. Dan Johnson is going to be joining us, but not the Dan Johnsons that we've had on before. It's amazing how many Dan Johnsons there are. There's the Dan Johnson from Panda. There's also another researcher named Dan Johnson that we've had on the show before. This time, something different. We're going to talk about the Mormon religion, the Anunnaki connection, and really get deep into the hidden meanings behind this. We just had Donnie Gilson on the broadcast with us yesterday. We talked a little bit about Freemasonry and some cosmic events. And as you can tell, we've switched the focus a little bit from politics to a little more woo-woo stuff, as some people like to call it. And, you know, we just get burned out on certain topics at some time, and we have to change it up. But we can't completely ignore the political spectrum and what's going on in the news right now. Snowden obviously made his great escape from Hong Kong to Russia. And from my understanding, what happened is the U.S. government issued an arrest warrant for Snowden to Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong, up until 1997, was a British colony, and so it's ruled under British law. Or very close to British law, the Magna Carta, and it's a lot freer than China. Now, the Hong Kong government turned around and sent the warrant back and said, well, this doesn't actually fall under Hong Kong law completely, and so you need to edit this and send it back over with all the required material. That gave Edward Snowden a way out and an escape to Russia, to Moscow, where he was promised asylum. And that is fantastic. If this guy is a real whistleblower, which we're still not sure if he is, there's some evidence to suggest that he may be still pushing forward the agenda, or that the CIA implanted him in order to bring the agenda of spying out, so then it can become a hot topic and a debate issue, and then they can start with their propagandists to veer people in the direction of accepting this kind of police grid and police style, Gestapo style spying. Even in the Miss America pageant, one of the contestants said she loves the spying and she feels much safer when the government is spying on her. Now, what's in the background, though, whistleblower Bradley Manning's trial, that is definitely a real whistleblower. And they are very, very afraid of him. They want him, they want to kill him both. They want to execute both of these people. And we've been told for the last 15 years, if you see something, say something. And that's exactly what these two people did. They saw something, so they said something. And now all of a sudden they're a criminal for following what the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security has been preaching for a decade now, since 9/11. And I'm sure they weren't preaching it in that context, but you can apply it to that context and realize that no matter what, any way you look at this, up and down the line, they did the right thing. There's no disputing that. Some people will say that they're a traitor because they ran off with government secrets. Well, it's government secrets that they're breaking the law. That would be the same as the Mafia Don killing somebody because they testified against somebody in exchange for amnesty or whatever. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time in the Mafia arena. And the most famous, of course, was Sammy the Bull Gravano, who testified against John Gotti in exchange for, he did like 2 years or 5 years, a single count of racketeering, and I think he was sentenced to 5 years as a result of it and wound up doing two. They relocated him to Tucson, Arizona, where he got in the drug trade again and is ultimately in prison right now. But this is the exact same type of mentality that we're seeing from the federal government when they try to prosecute and execute these whistleblowers. It's the Mafia Don who is ordering a hit upon the traitor, upon the person who exposed their crimes for what it is. Because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about some government secret that is keeping our borders safe. We're not talking about some strategic military operation that was about to be executed where it wound up in an ambush by the enemy troops because this information was exposed. No, we are talking about the government spying on you.
Well, and they didn't even lie, though. That's the thing. They didn't lie when they charged him with aiding and abetting the enemy. Because he was aiding and abetting the people of the United States and the people of the world. And that's who the real enemy is. That's what people need to get through their heads. The terrorists and Al-Qaeda and all of these other countries, these rogue nations, they're not the enemy. We are the enemy to them. So aiding and abetting the enemy is helping the people of the United States.
It's a very good point.
So they're not lying. He did aid and abet the enemy.
So now we know, not that we haven't known before. That's one of the reasons why I'm wondering if he's a CIA plant, because we've known about Echelon since the 90s or maybe even before that. And this has been a database to spy on every single telephone call, every single communication, every single email, you name it. They've been doing this for decades. It's not something new. It's just new to the majority of people that are sleeping. But now that the majority of people know that the government is accessing your Facebook, that they're accessing your emails, that they're accessing all your data on your computer, they're monitoring this communication right now, they're monitoring every single phone call that I make, and I even operate in a step further with the idea that they are listening on my computer monitor, on my computer microphones, and my watching on my cameras as well. I keep all of my cameras closed, and I keep all of my or covered up, and I keep, or unplugged if I can, and I keep all of my microphones on mute, like physically through my mixer, so there's no way that they can open these up and spy. But I just operate under the guise that everything is being monitored at every single time, even if I don't have an electronic device on. And it's a shame that we have to live our life like this, but it's just...
it's the brave new world.
Yeah.
It really is. And there's also some controversy over whether Snowden is going to run off to Russia or Ecuador. I heard that he was running to Ecuador and not Russia.
He got on a plane to go to Moscow, but he's seeking asylum in Ecuador.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Somebody from Ecuador wrote this. The choice of Ecuador by Edward Snowden is regrettably another red flag, pointing to the possibility that the Snowden affair may actually be a managed psyop. Ecuador is not likely a place where Snowden is safe unless he himself is CIA-sponsored. Ecuadorians themselves are pointing at this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Some Ecuadorians here in Europe are afraid of even going back to Ecuador, afraid not of the government, but of death squad types tied to reactionary forces in the U.S.
Well, Hong Kong was probably one of the worst choices. China would have been the worst,
yeah,
but Hong Kong, when he ran off to Hong Kong,
second
that
worst.
Took me by surprise because they have a very tight extradition treaty with the United States, with Europe and other countries. And they're one of the first ones to extradite a quote-unquote wanted criminal. So that, I mean, there's just so many red flags here. The official story, from my understanding, it could have changed. By the last time I looked, he got on a plane and went to Moscow as this warrant transaction was being situated or being resolved.
I mean, why wouldn't he try Cuba even or just stay in Moscow? unless the Russian government is on to him and said, oh, wait a second, no, you can't stay here.
Right. Russia and the United States work together just like China and the United States work together. But Russia, on the other hand, they're another faction of the New World Order. And even though we're all under global government, it's like different crime families, like the Gambinos and the Genoveses, for instance. They're both interested in organized crime. They have some contracts together. Mm-hmm. But all in all, they don't mind fighting amongst each other very, very quickly. Over little things, and they like to make the others look bad as well. Mm-hmm. Putin loves when the United States looks bad. As a matter of fact, Putin's administration actually came out, and during this Edward Snowden thing, first the FBI tried to deny any knowledge of Edward Snowden at all, and then the Boston bomber.
Right.
What's his name?
Sarnief.
Yes, Sarnief. Yeah, they tried to deny any knowledge of Sarnief at all, and the Russian government came out and said, no,
we know. We tipped you off several years ago. Yep.
Anyways, if the government can access our Facebook data, what happens when we have computers on our faces? And this actually came on the Google News feed, which is very surprising because I usually don't find any good articles there or any good information. But basically, the article makes the point of if they're spying on us with our computers, what happens when we have the Google Glass on? Or what happens when we have microchips implanted in us or some kind of technology, some kind of computer technology? It's all a complete 100% spy grid, and that's where we're moving towards. And I'm wondering if people's understanding of this is going to affect corporate profits because some people just simply won't want to, or will they be successful in their propaganda to flip it and make people believe that spying on them is okay? I got into it with a dear friend of mine just the other day, and she was just so happy about the spying. And she says, I feel safer when I go out there. I don't mind. And she worked for Verizon on top of that. I didn't even know she worked for Verizon. I haven't talked to her in a couple of years. And then she pops it on me. Look, I work for Verizon, and I have the truth behind this. Oh, really? Well, okay, great. Come on the show. Let's talk about it. Now I have an NDA. Okay, well, give me some off-air information then. It wasn't what I expected at all. What she told me is that the CEO sent out emails to everybody. They were laughing about how little information they actually shared with the government and how the government can't use any of the information they gave. And I said, no, that's not what happened at all. Look at the court documents. She insisted and insisted and insisted that Verizon is the most benevolent company in the world. I don't buy it. I'll elaborate more on the other side, and we'll also cover a couple more articles, too. And Dan Johnson, in the second and third hour, we'll talk about the Mormons and much more.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on this topic of Snowden and the whole idea of government spying here in a second, but I want to just kind of take it a step away, well, a mile away. I've been interested in the vampire phenomenon lately, and there has been historical fact or historical documentation. I can't say it's fact. It could be myth. It could be lore. I don't know. Of vampires existing at one point in time in our culture and throughout history. And we've heard the stories about Chupacabra as well, and there seems to be some kind of animal that is draining the blood of other animals in North Carolina. And it's been going on for 50 years, and it's kind of ramped up again. So I don't know what the explanation is for this. This could be some animal doing this. It could be aliens or UFOs. It could be some kind of government operation as well. We don't know. But I thought that this was pretty interesting, coming across this and seeing these animals completely drained of their blood. And that's exactly what the federal government is doing to us. They're operating as vampires, draining the American people of their life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the very blood that makes us who we are. And trying to create this state where we all live in constant fear, that we're all constantly being spied on, and that causes self-censorship and causes other people to censor each other as well. As we saw in the film 1984 and read in the book as well, the children were ratting out the parents, and the parents were saying, "What a good child I have for following the law and following the establishment," and it's really disturbing. But how are they going to sell all of this spying grit to you, the American people? They're bringing it in right now. They're creating this idea that it's okay to spy on you and that people love it. And some people are falling for it, as my friend who works for Verizon did, who I thought would turn into a potential whistleblower, but instead she turned into a propagandist of the a repeater of the propaganda, I should say. And her CEO sent out an email saying that everything is fine, that Verizon's been in the news lately, but they're not sharing anything that the government can use, and they outsmarted the government and whatnot, which it's not the case at all. But what's even stranger is that Google News It was carrying articles that pretty much go against a lot of their corporate sponsors, like this article here: if the government can access our Facebook data, what will happen when we have computers on our faces? And they even pointed out to the Google Glass. Yet this was showed up right on the front page of Google News right now. Also, Google has been throwing kind of a fit with the FBI's requests. What the FBI is doing is taking these letters under national security and sending Google all of this request saying we want this data and that data, and it falls under national security, so nobody can know why, when, how, or who. And it's something that's very, very important, a planned terrorist attack or whatever, and Google's able to hand over some information, which they have done many times in the past. But now the FBI and the federal government is demanding information that Google is claiming is unconstitutional, and they're unwilling to disclose that. And they're in a court battle right now with the FBI over that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why? What are they doing? The only thing I can deduce from this is that Google is trying to maintain that informational power that they have. Mm-hmm. They have control of all of the information, and therefore they're more powerful than the people that don't have the information. And it goes right back to the idea that in information there is power. And maybe they're working together, maybe they're working against each other, or maybe it's like I said earlier, with a situation between Russia and the United States, between the United States governments or any other governments and Google. They're all pretty much working for the same police grid, but at times they get into arguments with each other and they try to make each other look bad as a result. Or it could all just be a play. It could all just be a stage just to make you think that Google and Facebook and other corporations are fighting for your rights while the federal government is trying to destroy them. But Cherie, how do you think that they're going to try to sell this to the women of the United States?
Well, I think that is the only thing they can do besides taking away the guns from the men, because men and women have a very different viewpoint on security. For a man, you can use your fists. You can break somebody's face in. You can fire a shotgun without any recoil, hurting your shoulder. With women, it's much, much different. And we are much more docile. And so secret cameras on our heads to prevent rape sounds a lot better to us than getting a gun.
It's a very good perspective. We'll be right back. Another half hour, then we'll have Dan Johnson on talking about the hidden secrets of the Mormon religion right here on Truth Frequency. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Every once in a while, I like to disconnect myself and play some video games. It's been a while. I had a PS2 at one point in time, and when I moved, something happened to it. And I don't know. I play a few computer games every once in a while, usually older games. There's one in particular called Legacy of Kain, and the story was actually created from a lot of the ancient texts, from the Talmud to the Sumerian and Babylonian text to the Egyptian text. And so there's a lot of underlying tones in that. And I didn't realize it at the time when I first started playing it in 1999 or 98. But as we started to talk more and more and more about our hidden history, I started to realize the parallels between the story and that set of games. So I definitely recommend those to anybody who is into disconnecting every once in a while and playing games. I'm nowhere close to being called a gamer or any of that, But one thing that I recently started looking into, because it's been such a long time since I bought a system or a console, is the Xboxes versus the PlayStations, because we were thinking we have to take a little bit of time for ourselves and do something fun, as opposed to constantly write articles and constantly do the radio show and delve into this information. And as you can see, there hasn't been as many articles on the site. We need to get back on the ball and post more articles on the site. But we've had to take a break. And so as I started looking into the similarities between the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, which are the new consoles, and debating on whether I should buy a used one or not, I started noticing some things that I didn't notice before about the Xbox One. And I'm sure a lot of gamers out there understand this, but a lot of people don't realize this. And this goes hand in hand with the spying technology. Xbox One, it requires you to have a camera on your Xbox, and also it's listening. It has a microphone that constantly listens as well. And a lot of people are worried about getting spied on through this. And we reported several years ago about Comcast's plan and Time Warner's plan to put cameras inside of the DVRs and inside of the cable boxes to spy on you, to give you targeted ads. And it's something we've been talking about for years and years and years. And now it's all starting to become just regular technology. But there's an article here that says, who cares if Xbox One is spying on you? Who cares? It's no big deal. Microsoft has a lot of negative publicity on its latest console, the upcoming Xbox One. While some of the complaints, such as the used game policy, which is ridiculous, you have to pay charges to play used games on your new Xbox, do seem rather anti-consumer. Requiring Kinect to be installed to use the console is baseless. Kinect is the camera technology. Gamers are saying that Microsoft will be spying on them. Oh, what a bunch of conspiracy theorists. They point to the fact that not only is the device required to be connected, it's also listening for the magic phrase Xbox On. They assume that listening for that phrase gives Microsoft a license to listen to your personal conversations in the room. That the camera is always pointed towards you, towards your seating area, means that Microsoft is gathering information about what you're doing regardless of whether the console is on or off. They say that these invasions of privacy are intolerable and Microsoft is making a huge mistake with these requirements. Microsoft is actually realizing some of the mistakes they're making, which include having the Xbox making a mandatory that the Xbox connects to the internet on a daily basis. They actually remove that requirement from their Xbox. I think to kind of give a little bit of an illusion that the consumers are getting a little bit of what they want. Oh, okay, well, it doesn't have to be connected to the internet.
All the time.
Right, all the time. So it's okay. But all in all, yes, they are putting cameras in your house and microphones in your home, and they're required to stay on at all times. Some of the usage policies as well are based upon how many people are in your living room at the time. So if you think Xbox isn't spying on you with these Kinect cameras, well, what about just that very fact that they're going to charge you based on how many people are in your living room at the time? It's ridiculous, and you see how they're introducing these into the public. The Google Glass, for instance, oh, it's so convenient. You can put it on your head, and you can walk around and get directions. And I remember seeing the advertisement for it, and the woman was at the airport, and she couldn't figure out where to go, and the Google Glass was telling her, turn left here, go straight here to get to your terminal. Now they're introducing this into the gaming consoles, Xbox One. They're introducing them into the DVRs and the cable boxes, but I think that's a failed plan because more and more people are turning towards the internet and television is dying. So they've got to figure out how to still grab people into that spy grid with and have them beg for their own demise and their own enslavement. I mean, people are going out and spending $500 to be spied on, and people like this new neowin.net is writing articles. Who cares if the Xbox One is spying on you? I do. I do. Because these people that are spying have a track record of being criminals and doing things outside of your constitutional rights, outside of privacy and whatever they want, based on whatever agenda they're trying to move forward. And this one statement here, they assume that listening to that phrase gives Microsoft a license to listen to your personal conversations in the room. They don't need a license to listen to your personal conversations in the room. I think the NSA has proven that, and with this whole Edward Snowden situation and what the Supreme Court recently ruled, that Snowden is a traitor and he should be tried, and that the NSA does not need a warrant to spy on you.
Well, and regardless, though, if you're willing to go out and buy this thing for $500 and install it and turn it on, wouldn't they argue that that is their license right there? That gives them your permission?
Yes and no. See, I have this habit of not doing what I'm supposed to do because that's who I am. I do what I want to do and what I feel right. When I go to a store like Best Buy, for instance, I was there the other day when we picked up that little controller for you.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out. And the guy said, can I check your receipt? And I said, he says, do you mind if I check your receipt? I said, yes, I do. Thank you for your time. Take care. And I walked out. And I always do that. I don't care where I am, whether it's Walmart or Best Buy or any of these stores. It's just one of the little quirky things that I do. According to state law, you have ownership over the merchandise at the point of sale. And it could vary by state by state, but most states are pretty unified in this, that the point of sale determines the transfer of ownership. And therefore, once you make your purchase, they don't have a right to search your bag, check your receipt, or do any of that. You can volunteer to do it, but they don't have a right to do it by force. And so this led me to a little bit more research about, do they really have a right to do this or not? And so I started doing the legal research behind it, and I noticed that a lot of people were kidnapping people, because that's pretty much what it is when they're operating as a private citizen. They're kidnapping somebody if they hold them there, or if they're operating under the common law, shopkeeper's common law, and they're operating under a governmental authority or citizen's arrest, then that's false imprisonment if they're stopping people without probable cause or reasonable suspicion. So I did a lot of research into this, but a lot of the comments that I was getting was, why does it matter? It's okay to do that. A lot of the comments that I was reading based on this information, why are they doing this? Why would you do this? You're just trying to be a pain, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I had a point that I was going with that, and I just completely lost it.
Is it giving them the legal authority?
Is it giving them the legal authority? Thank you.
By plugging it in.
Okay. Now, one of the debates that I was reading about and the conclusions that I drew is that you go to a place like Sam's Club, and I'm familiar with contract law. In contract law, you have to have a signature or some kind of agreement. You have to have consideration, and you have to have what's called a meeting of the minds. And a meeting of the minds means that two people sit down and discuss the terms of the contract, which most of the time it happens. If you get a credit card application in the mail, then there was no meeting of the minds. And if you are versed enough in the law, you can get out of any credit card debt based on that idea that it's not a valid contract because there was no meeting of the minds. However, if you go to Sam's Club or Costco's, they make you sign up for a membership. In that membership, it states that they have a right to look at your bag and they have a right to check your receipt. And the consequences to not allowing them to do that is not a criminal consequence. It's the removal of your membership. However, stores that are open to the public like Walmart and Best Buy, they don't have any legal standing to check your receipt. Now, one of the arguments and I know this is a long-winded analysis or reply, but one of the arguments by the naysayers was that once you enter into Walmart, that obligates you somehow to a contract that allows them to look at your receipt. However, under contract law, no, it's not, you can't just be in an assumed contract. So unless it's specific in a terms and conditions and there was a meeting of the mind and both people agreed, if, for instance, GameStop decided to have Microsoft's terms and conditions and one of the terms and conditions of buying this product state that they can spy on you and you sign that piece of paper and agree to that, those terms and conditions, then yes, they would be able to hold you under those terms and conditions. However, just the usage of it alone goes back to the exact same type of case law that I was studying about walking into a store and not showing your receipt and how they don't have authority and they don't have an assumed contract just because you walked in there. So I know that was a long answer, but there's a lot of legal research and analysis to back all of this up. So the answer would be no, they do not have the right to spy on you simply because you're using that machine.
Okay. Well, thank you for your for your answer.
I know. I kind of went in a lot of different places there.
No, that's okay.
If you don't go step by step through this, then it's hard to understand. Hard to explain just right off the bat.
Well, and a lot of people don't know their rights. And a lot of people do know their rights, like me. Whenever I walk into Walmart and I buy something and it's big and it's in my cart, I kind of understand where they're coming from wanting to see my receipt. But what I do is I just hold the receipt in my hand and I put it up where they can see that I have a receipt, and then I just walk out the door. I don't stop for them, but I do give concessions. And the reason why I do that is the same reason why a lot of people do it, even though they know their rights, they know the law. They do it because they don't want to start a ruckus. They don't want to start anything. They just want to get in their car and go home. And a lot of people aren't like you.
Don't even stop when there's an alarm that goes off.
Right.
I mean, here in Colorado, the state law was that if an alarm goes off, then they have the right to stop and question you. But they don't have a right to detain you. They still have to have probable cause to detain you. And that's the whole key right there. They can come up to me if an alarm goes off and ask me any questions they want. I don't have to answer them still, but they have a right to do that. But if they don't have probable cause and you just walk through without checking the receipt, they have no right to do anything. We'll be right back right here on Truth Frequency.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, let me break down this Colorado law here. And of course, this is going to vary state to state, but I know a lot of people don't stop and show their receipts, which I don't. Even if an alarm goes off, because I know what I've done, I know that I haven't shoplifted, and I know that it's a mistake. And there have been Supreme Court rulings showing that there's been so many false alarms that it's not probable cause just because an alarm was set off. Now, it's 18-4-407 of the Colorado revised statutes. If any person triggers an alarm or theft device as defined in section 18-4-417, so that's one element. If any person triggers an alarm or theft device or conceals upon his person or otherwise carry away any unpurchased goods, wares, or merchandise held or owned by any store or mercantile establishment, the merchant or any other employer thereof, or any peace officer. Okay, let me back up for a second. So we have two elements here, basically. If you trigger an alarm, or if you basically shoplift, conceal any goods or any of that. So those are the two, situations that the next part is relevant. That then they can proceed with the next part of the law. The merchant or any other employee or thereof, or any peace officer acting in good faith and upon probable cause based upon reasonable grounds. That's key right there. So you have A, which is activating the theft device. You have B, or concealing any goods or basically shoplifting. So in either of those situations, the merchant must also have this third element, which is acting in good faith and upon probable cause. So the way that this law is written clearly demonstrates that setting off that alarm by itself does not constitute probable cause, because probable cause is an element required for the action under this law. So you trigger the alarm, then they must have probable cause to proceed. And then once they proceed, it says may detain or question such person in a reasonable manner for the purpose of ascertaining whether the person is guilty of theft. Such questioning of a person by a merchant's employee or peace or police officer does not render the merchant's employee or peace officer civilly or criminally liable for slander, false arrest, false imprisonment, malicious prosecution, or unlawful detention. But it just goes to show that the element of probable cause must be there, and it is separate from ringing off one of those theft devices. And it's happened more often than not where I'll walk out with everything that I just purchased, with bags and everything, and the cashier forgets to unscan one of the devices, and so it goes off. Does that mean that I need to stop? No, absolutely not, because they don't have probable cause to hold me there. Probable cause would be a situation like this. They're monitoring somebody in the store, which I guess they have every right to do so. They need to protect their assets. I understand that perspective as well. And they see somebody physically putting something off the shelf into their pocket. That would constitute probable cause. Right. That would constitute them to stop you and question you and determine whether you had whether you were involved in a theft or not. But if they don't have anything like that, and all that happens is that there's a false alarm on one of those theft devices, that does not constitute probable cause, and you can just keep on walking. That's what I do. And most of these people don't even know. And most of these people don't even know that Walmart's corporate policy is to not stop people that that refuse to check their receipts. The official explanation for checking the receipt is to ensure that the customer has received all of their merchandise and has paid the fair price for their merchandise. That's it. They're basically price checkers to make sure that you got what you paid for. That's the official explanation. But a lot of these greeters, they don't know. And they think that just because you don't show your receipt, that's somehow probable cause to stop you. So I know it's just something little, but I take my rights seriously every part of my life, and I don't give them up anywhere, even if it's something as pedestrian as showing a receipt after I purchase something, because I'm a man of integrity. I go to the store, I buy something, that merchandise becomes mine. Then once it becomes mine, then I walk out. Simple as that. So I'm not going to be treated like a criminal on any front, and I hope that this helps to better the understanding of some of the people out there who are involved in some of the activism and lifestyles that I am as well, and that goes from speaking to a police officer all the way down to some little lowly receipt checker at some store. We'll be right back. Much more on the other side. Dan Johnson as well. We'll flip the script and, well, we'll flip the topic and talk about the Mormonism. Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes... All right, guys, let's keep it going during the break and get into some more conversation. So a lot of people are probably wondering, Chris, why do you do that? Pick your battles, you know? Why are you messing with these poor greeters at the store? Because it's my right to. And it's amazing to watch these people's faces when you start repeating laws and Supreme Court rulings and citing these word for word. A lot of people don't even know what they are. I mean, even police officers you encounter, and you start talking about Brown versus Texas, which is the law that which is a Supreme Court ruling that states that you don't have to show your identification upon demand. And then you start talking about Terry versus Ohio, and that's T-E-R-R-Y for anybody that wants to look that up. Terry versus Ohio, which outlines reasonable suspicion and also outlines how a police officer can interact with you and when a mandatory interaction is forced upon you. A lot of police officers just simply don't know this. So when you start citing all this, either one of two things is going to happen. And luckily, in my case, the second hasn't happened as much as the first. Thank God. The first situation that can happen is, and most of the time this happens, the police officer just kind of stands back and says, okay, well, this guy knows a lot. I don't want to mess with him. I don't want to violate any of his rights. I'm going to leave him alone because I have 5,000 people standing behind him who will just surrender to me and bow and lick my boots. Worst case scenario, though, of course, I always have to say this caveat because it's very possible. You can get taken somewhere. You can get beaten. You can get tased, or they can plant something on you. I'm praying to God that that never happens, but that's the cost of freedom in this day and age. And I'm willing to fight, and I'm willing to stand in front of freedom defending it. I'm not going to cower behind it. So it just is what it is. So if you're planning on doing this kind of lifestyle and activism, I really, really want to warn you. that there is a possibility that things can go sour because we're dealing with corruption. We're not dealing with the rule of law. We're dealing with corruption. As we can see from the NSA, they don't care that it's unconstitutional. They don't care that they don't have a warrant. They don't care about people's rights. They say, we're going to do whatever we want anyways. And this country has been hijacked, and it's been like this for decades now. The NDAA says that there's no right to a trial or in your assumed guilty until proven innocent. Regardless of the Constitution, they just sidestepped it by saying, oh, that doesn't apply to us because we have the NDAA. The Patriot Act also, exact same type of situation. If you're suspected as a terrorist, if you're an enemy combatant, then you don't have constitutional rights. No, that's not what our declaration says. Our declaration says all men. It doesn't say unless you're an enemy combatant. So they've crafted their way around it, which goes to show that they're not operating from the rule of law. So always remember that when you're out doing your activism, that they don't care about what the law says. And even though you are in your 100% legal right and you're completely operating within the bounds of the law, and they're operating outside of it, it doesn't mean that there isn't potential. There isn't a potential for injury to you. So be careful.
Well, that is why, though, I mean, like I was going to say earlier, that's why they're not marketing the Xbox One or these Google Glass to people like you, Chris. They're not marketing things like that to people like you. They're marketing them to gamers and women. You know why? Because we're weak. Gamers are weak physically, emotionally. They can't take any frustration. They're in real life. They're a pain in the rear end, and they're selfish. And I'm sorry to say, but women are the same way. They're physically weak. They're emotional, and they would rather put their security first before their liberty. They really would, just because they don't want to take the initiative to be like you and to tick people off on a regular basis. It's not safe for us to tell a police officer, no, I'm not going to comply. It's not as safe for us as it is for somebody like you. And most people aren't, they don't have that sense of...
Well, this goes back to what I said earlier, knowledge and information
right.
is power. And the knowledge is all there, and I think that's what part of the game is they laugh so much because they've put all of this knowledge out there, and right now we have it all at our fingertips, literally. You can go to Google and you can find every single state law and statute and the federal code as well. And you can read through it, and you can understand it, and you can read it word for word, and as the Supreme Court said, law is not to be interpreted. It is black and white. So when you read it in black and white, it's black and white. However, there is one thing that they've thrown at you that somebody in the chat actually brought up with a comment. He said, it's up to the cop's discretion. You don't determine probable cause. And if you go to a modern dictionary and you look up the term probable cause, let me put that up here real quick. What you'll find is it says reasonable grounds for making such a search or pressing a charge. That is the English definition of probable cause. However, they don't operate under English. They have written their law under legalese. So in order to get the proper definition, which this is how they get you, because a lot of people don't understand the difference between legalese and English. And so they go by the English definitions, which is something completely different. And they operate under the idea that this is all under the English definition, which would be reasonable ground. So I can see why this chatter would make a comment like, well, it's up to the cop to determine what the reasonable grounds are. No, it's not. The Supreme Court has ruled on what probable cause is. And probable cause is also defined within law dictionaries. Sufficient reason based upon facts to believe a crime has been or that certain property is connected with a crime. Probable cause must exist for a law enforcement officer to make an arrest without a warrant, etc., etc. But probable cause is a sufficient reason based upon known facts. That is the key element there. Sufficient reason based upon known facts. Now, if you have a situation like the shoplifting thing, if you're walking out without a receipt, if you're walking out without showing your receipt, that's not probable cause. Even if the alarm goes off, that's not probable cause. If it was probable cause, then they wouldn't have put it in the law that a requirement of doing either action, even if the alarm goes off, is probable cause. So that shows right there, probable cause is separate from an alarm going off. off, for instance. So it's an articulable fact. And or if a police officer sees you with a gun in your hand and there was a murder down the street, then yeah, that would be reasonable suspicion, actually. And they've crafted this reasonable suspicion to get around the probable cause element of it. But that would be reasonable suspicion to hold you and question you, because a reasonable person would believe that you might have been involved in the shooting that happened just a few feet away from you and you have a gun. However, probable cause would be if you were covered in blood at a murder scene, for instance. And yeah, that's probable cause that you committed that crime. So anyways, looks like we're just about to be back on GCN. Like, we need to get Dan Johnson on the line as well. So bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. Tonight, any protester, any instigator or agitator will be made example of.
Broadcasting worldwide from an undisclosed location high up on the Rocky Mountains, this is Truth Frequency Radio with your host, Chris and Cherie Geo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, hour number two this June 23rd, 2013. You are tapped into the Truth Frequency. We're going to change gears here for a few minutes, and very glad we have Daniel Johnson on with us. And we've had a couple of different Daniel Johnsons on before, but we've never had this gentleman on. He's had a lifelong interest in ancient cultures, especially from the Americas. His first trip to Mesoamerica was in 1999. Since then, he has led friends on excursions to Central America and has given firesides about his studies and traveling there. And we're going to get into a lot of different topics, the Mormon religion, for instance, Mormonism and the secrets behind it. And we've talked about the Mormon religion many times before, but I'm really glad that we're able to break it down. I think we have Dan Johnson on the line with us. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. Welcome to the show, definitely. I don't have your websites here in front of me. Give them to the audience real quick.
Well, the thing that would be most applicable, I have a blog about the stuff I'm doing and the books I've written, and that is ldsguide.blogspot.com.
ldsguide.blogspot.com. Excellent. And what can people find when they go there?
Well, I've done a lot of radio interviews over the past year or so, so there are links to all those various radio interviews I've done from various parts of the country. And things that I'm writing, things I'm looking into, papers that I've written, they can access those and download them as free PDFs, and also get information about any other things I'm doing, about the book, any speaking things I'll be doing, just whatever's kind of on my mind that's related.
Interesting. And what's your background, just before we get started?
Okay. Well, I guess this is all really just a hobby of mine. I'm actually a digital artist and a teacher. And so that's my professional background, if that's what you're asking about. Any other background details you'd like?
Yeah. I think she was referring to your religious background. Did you grow up as a Mormon? How did you get interested in this topic?
Oh, okay, that kind of background. Well, I basically did. I'm originally from Florida. And what happened was that a lot of it really has to do with my mother, who had lots of questions that her ministers could not answer. So she ended up finally finding the LDS Church and becoming a member when I was 3 years old. And so from there on, I've been raised in the church.
Ah, okay. Okay. You're not a zombie, are you?
Not last time I checked.
Okay, good, because there's a lot of zombies coming out of Florida, so we're always real skeptical about everybody out there. Not really. I'm just kidding. Were you anywhere close to those supposed zombie attacks that were taking place down there?
Zombie attacks in Florida. Well, I haven't been to Florida for a long time.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of all things zombie, but I haven't heard of zombie attacks in Florida.
It happened last year about this time in the summer, and they blamed it on the bath salts, people taking bath salts and then going off on these rages where they would literally start eating each other's faces off.
Or cutting
out. Those kinds of zombies.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where the guy was eating the other guy's face?
Yes.
That was Florida?
That was Miami, Florida. I think. Yeah.
Miami, yeah. Well,
it seems like the crazy stuff always comes from Florida. But it's the yep. southern half of Florida, and I'm from the northwest of Florida. It's very different.
Ah, okay. Very nice, very nice. Well, tell us a little bit about Mormon. I've never really gone into this definition before, but where did the term Mormon come from?
That's a great question. And honestly, the truth of it is that the name of the church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So that is our preferred term. It's the name of the church officially. We oftentimes refer to ourselves as Latter-day Saints, and that's where the term LDS comes from. But Mormon, people know us by that because we have a book of scripture. In addition to the Bible that pretty much all Christians would have, we have another book of scripture called the Book of Mormon. And that's why people know us as Mormons. And Mormon actually was a prophet who wrote in this book and compiled much of its history, and it was named for him. So we believe that would be a prophet that lived anciently, actually somewhere in the Americas. But that's the origin of the term Mormon.
Okay. So are you still a practicing Mormon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is the Mormons' relationship to other Christian religions? Because I know I was raised Pentecostal. Chris was raised Greek Orthodox. I know there's a lot of differences, but there's also a lot of consistencies as well.
There are, and we could spend a long time talking about the similarities and things are exactly the same. I doubt that's the most interesting topic for people. But we don't consider ourselves Orthodox, and we don't consider ourselves Protestant. So we didn't protest against any existing religion. So our relationship is that we consider that other Christian religions base their teachings in truth on biblical teachings and on teachings of Christ, and that's all a good thing. What we believe is that our faith is actually a restoration of the church that existed in apostolic times. So back when the apostles were alive and were building the church around the Mediterranean area, we believe that it goes back to there, and that at some point in time, the fullness of the truth they had was lost with the death of the apostles and with the persecution of the church by Rome. And so that's kind of our take on it, that it would go back to a restoration of ancient things and not a modern protest against existing things.
Right, right. A lot of people don't realize if you really open up a dictionary and define some of these terms, you get a better understanding. Orthodox would be conforming to what is accepted as right or true. And the second definition would be not independent-minded. Not, mm-hmm. I mean, I think they pretty much tell you there in their religion. Like, I grew up Greek Orthodox, and that's pretty much telling me, hey, this is without independent thinking, and this mm-hmm. is conforming to what we tell you is true. Latter, as in latter day, would be situated or occurring near to the end of something than to the beginning, belonging to the final stages of something. So that tells me latter day saints, that would be for the end days. Is that correct?
That's partly correct, and also we believe it distinguishes us from the saints of the original church in apostolic times, that the members of the church were called saints. That was a goal they strove to. It wasn't specialized people that were revered or prayed to. And so in addition to the early saints, we would be the latter-day saints.
I gotcha.
Well, and I like what you're saying about going back to the early Christian church, because that's a big thing with the Pentecostals as well. They want to go back to Pentecost. They want to go back to the early Christian church before it was tainted by mm-hmm. the Romanization of it And so I completely understand where you're coming from on that. What is the origin of the Book of Mormon, though?
Well, the Book of Mormon, we believe, is a book of ancient scripture. And its history or its story would start somewhere around 600 BC some direction given to a prophet who was commanded to take his family and others and leave the city of Jerusalem, which was soon to be conquered and destroyed, and to be led by God to a promised land. We believe that this promised land was eventually in the Americas somewhere. And so the Book of Mormon was a record kept by the prophets of these people and handed down from generation to generation. And it told of their dealings with God, of the things they did right, the things they did wrong. Has a lot of very deep teachings in it. And it also tells of the eventual destruction of this civilization because of their pride and their wickedness. But the record was then sealed up and buried for many, many centuries. And then it was revealed in the 1800s to a young man named Joseph Smith and given to him to find these records, take them out, and to translate them. And you may have heard of the gold plates or Joseph Smith's gold Bible.
Yeah, and the seer stones as well.
And the seer stones were a tool that he used to translate through the gift of God, the language, whatever it was, that was written upon these plates, which he described as having the appearance of gold. So we believe that Moroni, who was the son of Mormon, he was the very last person to write in the Book of Mormon. He escaped the destruction in his land and eventually traveled and buried it in a hill in what was to become New York one day, and that's where it was found. And that he, as an angelic messenger, was to return and tell Joseph Smith about it and to prepare him to receive it. So that is our origin story of the Book of Mormon.
So was he a prophet or an angel?
Who's that?
Moroni.
Moroni. We believe that, angel just means a messenger.
Okay.
And so that's what it was in the Bible. So he was a prophet in his own time and then returned after his death as an angel, as a messenger from God.
Oh, okay. Now, what about how did the remnant get from the Middle East all the way to the what is now the United States?
Well, we don't know that they were in the United States. We believe the Promised Land is in the Western Hemisphere, in the Americas. And okay. So there's no real definite, I guess, position on this, but the LDS scholarly position is that it was somewhere in Mesoamerica.
Okay.
And that would be my interest in Mesoamerica. But the story of the Book of Mormon is that they built a ship and sailed across the ocean to get here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the planet or star that's called Kolob?
Okay. There's not much I can tell. It's supposedly a planet. And what we got through Joseph Smith was a very universal way of looking at things, in that there's more to God's creation than just the earth and the heavens. There's a whole universe. There are planets. And that God doesn't reside in some ethereal, unknown place called heaven.
Dan Johnson, I hate to cut you off. We've got the break creeping up on us, though. I totally agree. God created the universe, not just the earth, as a lot of people... a lot of religions seem to believe. I mean, they believed we were the center of the universe at one point in time. Anyways, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. Much more on the other side right here on Truth Frequency.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran. Demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel. is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Mormonism is a pretty interesting topic. I'm glad we have Dan Johnson on with us to discuss it. Before the break, we were discussing Kolob, which is a star or planet described in Mormon scriptures. A reference to Kolob is found in the Book of Abraham, a work that is traditionally held by the Mormon faith as having been translated from an Egyptian papyrus scroll by Joseph Smith. And as I'm looking at this papyrus scroll, or a representation of it, it looks a lot like Sumerian tablets. And the description even goes so far as to say Kolob has never been identified with any modern astronomical object. It is not recognized by scholars as a concept associated with any ancient civilization. Kolob is rarely discussed in modern Latter-day Saints religious context, though it appears with the Latter-day Saints culture, including references to Kolob in one of the LDS hymns. Kolob sounds like what Zechariah Sitchin was describing as Nibiru. I don't know if you've ever looked into any of the Sumerian texts, Dan, but it looks like a lot of this is lining up with each other.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, Nibiru is the 10th planet, and it's supposed to have all kinds of interesting portents and return and all of that. But and I'm not sure what you're looking at, but the image that's often represented along with some of these things in the Book of Abraham is called facsimile 2. It's actually an Egyptian hypocephalus. It's not Sumerian at all. And similar examples can be found in museums around the world. But the idea really is that this would be information that wouldn't be obtained any other way, just that Kolob happened to be a star or heavenly body that was near the residence of God. So as I was saying before the break, we don't see heaven as being some imaginary ethereal place, but an actual physical location, and that God does reside somewhere, and that this heavenly body called Kolob just happens to be near that. I don't know that there's any way we would find that out through astronomy or studying the heavens or anything like that.
Then I would suggest then that if you believe that God is living on a physical plane of existence, that his angels or his messengers, as you call them, would be extraterrestrial in origin.
That's an interesting point. We use the term alien a lot, you know, on this world, and an alien basically is, if you draw an arbitrary line in the sand, someone on the other side of that line is an alien. But we believe that these are real beings. We actually believe that angels are our brothers, and you could call them extraterrestrial in that they live on another planet, but they aren't different from us. So just in the same way that someone across an arbitrary line in the sand in a place called Mexico could be my brother, you know, the same thing with angels.
Okay.
Right. I tend to agree with you on
that. Yeah. Yeah, I do too. What do critics and non-believers say about the Book of Mormon? I know I've heard a lot of jokes. There are many shows out there that like to rip on you guys.
South Park.
Quite a bit.
I'm not sure what the South Park guys, what their interest is, but, you know, whatever.
I understand. I think one of them is Mormon and the other one is Jewish.
Yeah.
And I think they're both ripping on their own
upbringings.
Religion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually, from my understanding, I didn't think that either one was Mormon, but that in growing up in Colorado, they knew Mormons.
Okay.
I think that's the thing. I mean, I don't see what people have against you guys. I've met some of the nicest people I've ever met have been Mormon. I mean, and they have such great families and they have such a great family ethic.
Well,
it's
the religious divide and conquer. You know, if you can get all the Christians fighting amongst each other, whether they're Mormons or Orthodox or Catholics or any of that, then it's much easier to control the flow of information and keep it divided. That's why I believe that there's knowledge in everything. The Book mm-hmm. of Mormon, the Bible, even some of the darker works as well, the Sumerian tablets and so on and so forth. You can find knowledge, wisdom in all of those
right.
books.
And there's much more that unites us than divides us, really.
A belief that we have is that there is really truth everywhere. Our claim is that we are the true church of Jesus Christ, but we believe that there is truth in all parts of the world and from all backgrounds and cultures. And so one of our goals is to seek after anything that is good and true. And so that's an interest of mine has been all kinds of beliefs, just to see what they are and see what's good about them.
Hold right there. Another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Another half hour with Dan Johnson. Then we've got the extra hour on KTFRN. And you can always tune in there or download the archives later. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products.
One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali C and Ali Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Speaking with Dan Johnson about Mormonism and some interesting information is coming out to light, and I agree with a lot of it. I agree that God is an extraterrestrial from another planet. The way that we view the information, of course, differs, but ultimately, God has come from another planet, according to the Book of Mormon. Now, I want to ask you this, though, Dan. Did Jesus also come from this other planet?
Well, let me just modify a couple of things there. The Book of Mormon doesn't actually teach much about this. It deals with a lot more basic doctrines. So, I don't go around saying God is an extraterrestrial from another planet simply because I think that might get across an image or a concept that is not quite what I'm trying to get across. Our belief is that God is an actual being, and we refer to him as our Heavenly Father. And that's in a literal sense. And so when the Bible says that God made man in his own image, that's literally true. We are related to God. God is like us. Our goal is to return to God and to become like him. So is he an extraterrestrial? Well, he lives on another planet, but I'm not going to say that he's a gray or anything else. We are all sort of one family.
Right.
As far as Jesus goes, we believe that Jesus is. We first of all are all spirit children of God. That's how he is our Heavenly Father. But Jesus was the very first of these spirit children. And as the Book of John says, in the beginning was with God, and created all things. There were things were created through him. So that whatever this primal existence was, that we were all there together with Jesus, with God our Father. And we actually believe that we as human beings lived before we were born, that we had a spirit pre-mortal existence. And so there's untold time before our births for us to have done many things and developed and come to where we are now. So Jesus was there with us, and that at a certain time that he came to earth to perform, the most crucial and important thing that's ever been done upon the earth.
Okay, I agree with you as far as that goes. Past lives, whether they're here on this earth or in another spiritual plane, I think they're very, very real, and I believe mm-hmm. that we are infinite. There's no death for us, and there is no oblivion. There is just a recycling of the energy, which makes up the spirit.
Right, so, we are basically just spiritual beings having a human experience.
Right, right. And our goal is, like you said, to get back to God and to get back to the source and purify ourselves. At least this is my understanding of things so far, is that we have these lifetimes in order to purify ourselves of the sin and of everything, or karma, if you want to look at it that way, that we've accumulated. So ultimately, we can float up to the top and get next to the source, as opposed to being weighed down by our sins and our karma, leading us back into either this realm or maybe even realms that exist below these realms as well. How does reincarnation play into Mormonism? Is there any line of thinking that we have been reincarnated here on this earth?
No, we as a doctrinal issue, we don't accept reincarnation. We believe in one incarnation. And that makes this mortal experience we're having a very crucial point, a crossroads in our eternal existence. So we believe in a past existence, we believe in a future existence that is eternal, that we are eternal beings and can never, go out into oblivion, as you say. So, but we would say that this time is our one incarnation, and it's to do the best we can. We also believe that after this life, for those who didn't quite get the opportunities they needed, that they will have opportunities to finish and learn what they didn't get to learn upon this earth.
I'm so glad to hear you say that,
yeah,
because so
too.
Many Christian people believe that once you die, that's it. It's the end. You're going to go to hell,
yes,
and that's it. And I just don't believe that. I think God is more merciful than that, and he's going to give you more opportunity to resolve the karma or learn the lessons that you still need to learn. And because we're here for like 80 years at the most,
right.
If we're lucky, nowadays mm-hmm. it's 50, 60. There's no way that this can be all there is, and then that's it. You're based on this. I mean, what can we learn in 50, 60 years? Nothing.
Right.
Certainly not enough. And I think you identified what I see as a problem that's plagued much of traditional Christianity for a long time, the whole heaven and hell dichotomy. And what happens to, you know, babies who die unbaptized? What happens to people who don't ever get to learn about Christ or about anything like this? And so we have a very detailed doctrine that describes what happens after death and in the spiritual realm where people can learn these things and where all that is wrong can be made right and that no one will suffer because of lack of opportunity in their lifetime.
Can you go into that a bit? Because that has been a subject that has fascinated me. What happens after death? And a lot of people we've had on the show have discussed everything from the shaman perspective to even the Christian perspective and much, much more. But what does the Book of Mormon, how does it show the death experience? I know some of the Gnostic Gospels, like the Gospel of Mary, says that we all sleep until judgment and that's it. But I don't feel that that's accurate either.
Yeah, there are other apocryphal writings that say just the opposite. But the Book of Mormon actually teaches a good bit about this. And there is a prophet in the Book of Mormon whose name is Alma, and he actually teaches one of his sons. And he said, here's something that I have for a long time wanted to know, and I inquired, and an angel made it known unto me. And he goes and tells his son, here's what happens. Here's what I want to know. I want to know what happens between death and the resurrection. And so the Book of Mormon has a good deal of teaching about that. Now, what it teaches us is that our spirits leave our physical bodies, and the spirits keep on existing. And that the same spirit that possesses your body when your life is over, meaning the same type of person that you are, that's what will carry with you in the life to come. And that we exist as spirits, and there is a time of preparation, there's a time of service to others, or there could even be a time of, I wouldn't quite call it punishment, but trying to get up to where you needed to have been to correct things. The opportunity will be there between death and the resurrection.
You hit on a service to others. So
yes.
Is that where guardian angels, say, for instance, would come into play? Spirits that are having to serve others in order to rid themselves of sin or karmic baggage or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say that. The service to others is, I think, for those who have actually done the things they need to in this life, and they continue that service in the next life, in the spiritual realm. And there could be spirits in that spirit realm that need that service. They're lost because they didn't do what they needed to in this life. And so in the same way we can find people and help them in immortality, the righteous spirits in the spirit world are looking for those spirits who aren't prepared and are trying to help them and to teach them what they needed to know. That's kind of our concept of it. And the spirit realm is a time for those who have done what they need to in life to continue doing that and to help others, and for those that haven't, for them to get the opportunity to learn what they didn't get to learn. And there is the chance for them to repent or to move upward. But we believe that the best time to do that is with the physical body. So we shouldn't, as we say, procrastinate the day of our repentance. You do the best you can with what knowledge you have in life. And what that is, that's, you know, unique to the individual.
Okay. What about post-mortem baptism? I've heard, and this is just strictly something I've heard. I've never done a whole lot of research on it. What is the basis of that, and why is it beneficial?
Certainly. Our term is baptism for the dead. And sometimes called vicarious work. Now, if you look really closely, you can find a mention in the New Testament where Paul, in talking about the resurrection, makes a rather cryptic reference. And he says, else, why are they baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? And that's about it. So our belief is that a lot of our teachings, our beliefs, were revealed to Joseph Smith as a prophet, but they didn't come until he had the question, until he was wondering about it. And so we believe that baptism in the correct manner and by the correct authority is necessary to enter into the highest realm of the heavens.
However, if I remember correctly, and I can't cite the verse, but I think it was Paul that wrote that in order to be baptized, you must accept Jesus as your Savior. And there has to be a level of acceptance there. And that's one thing I always questioned about my Greek Orthodox upbringing. They would baptize the children at 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something like that. And they can't make that conscious decision to accept Christ. Wouldn't the same apply to afterlife or post-mortem baptism?
Well, not exactly. Let me explain. We don't believe in infant baptism. We believe that baptism is for repentance and for those who have need of it, and that children are born innocent and they need no repentance, and that they are saved by the grace of Christ. So we don't believe in infant baptism. We believe that baptism is for those who are, as you say, capable of accepting Christ.
The age of accountability.
Exactly. And so the belief is that those who have died, departed from this world, and didn't have the opportunity to accept Christ or be baptized, that we as members of this church can seek out their information. That's why family history and genealogical work is very important to us, and that we can have this ordinance performed for them in places that are temples. And most people have seen Mormon temples around. And if you're lucky, when one's built before it's dedicated, you can go in and visit one. But the temples are for many purposes of sacred ordinances. One of those is baptism for the dead. And in that ordinance, a person is baptized just as he or she would be in life, but not for himself, in the name of someone who has already passed on. And so men are baptized for men. Women are baptized for women. And we believe that that gives those spirits in the spirit world after death the opportunity to accept that if they so choose. It doesn't mean that they have it and they're baptized against their will. It means that ordinance is available for them if they choose it.
Oh, there's another break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back right here on Truth Frequency with Dan Johnson. Much more to come.
Endowed with senses, memories, emotions, thoughts, in the space of mind.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, final segment right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Special thanks to Dave running the board today for us. And we've got another jam-packed hour after this over at KTFRN. So we're gonna keep Dan Johnson on with us through that hour and really get deep into this information. But Dan, we only have about 6 minutes left on this portion of the broadcast. There's so many things to get into, the connection between the Mayans and the Mormon religion. Do you want to go into that briefly?
Sure. I'm not sure there's any direct connection between, you know, the Maya as we understand them, archaeology, or those that are today, but there's a great deal of interest among Mormons, and especially among many of our scholars, in the history of ancient America, especially in Mesoamerica, because we feel that that area is probably the best candidate for the events mentioned in the Book of Mormon. And so that's been some of my interest there, and that's why I've studied the various sites and cultures, and why I've gone down there to see things for myself. So there's a belief that you can find little bits and pieces, things that are similar with the Book of Mormon, things that help us understand the Book of Mormon perhaps better, since it doesn't give a lot of details like that. So it's a continuing study, I guess. It's a bit of a mystery as well. But, you know, we're just trying to figure it out and trying to see if we can understand the Book of Mormon better and understand how it might fit in with archaeology as well.
Ah, very nice. Give us the websites one more time.
Okay. Well, again, the one that really applies to what we're talking about would be ldsguide.blogspot.com. And that name comes from the titles of books that I'm a principal author on. And that would be an LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and an LDS Guide to the Yucatan. And so it's based on my travels and studies of those areas.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. And you've done some speaking tours as well. Do you have anything in the works?
Nothing at the moment. It's mainly been things that are through local LDS congregations or Book of Mormon conferences and things like that. So I'm always looking for other opportunities to do that. And really, a lot of that lately has been on podcasts and radio shows like this, where we're kind of talking more general stuff, or perhaps things even go into more of the paranormal, where people seem to have a great interest in that. So I love talking about that as well.
Ah, very nice. The paranormal. How did you get into that?
Well, it's kind of been another lifelong interest with me. I was sort of raised with that and raised watching shows like one of my favorites as a kid was In Search Of, hosted by Leonard Nimoy.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it kind of always would freak me out a little bit, but I was fascinated by it. So I was fascinated by things that were mysterious, things we didn't seem to understand, whether it was things people experienced, whether it was places in the world or all kinds of things. And for a good bit of that, Mormon doctrine actually, I think, shed some light on some of that and has some answers. And so I think that's been a good deal of what I've been able to talk about recently.
What would you say is the most important archaeological find for the Mormon religion, and particularly in the Utah area? Is there anything that comes to mind to having some ancient significance besides the scriptures and all of that? I mean, like physical structures or artifacts.
Well, there's nothing I can think of in the Utah area. I mean, certainly there were ancient peoples living here in sort of the Southwest. You have the Anasazi. And there are places at Hovind Weep and Chaco Canyon. Those are actually places that are much after, later than the Book of Mormon time period. So, I mean, I would look at things more towards Mesoamerica, which would be southern Mexico, Guatemala, places like that. And that's a hard one to say, really. One thing I might say is that there are defensive fortifications that we know of that really resemble what's in the Book of Mormon very, very closely. That could be one.
Excellent. All right, hold right there, Dan. We've got another hour coming up on KTFRN. To everybody on the Genesis Communications Network, we love you guys. We'll see you every Saturday and Sunday right here. Kiss the one you love right now, because you never know when the last time is going to be.
Love you guys. See you next week.
And I'm not scared of your stolen power. See right through you anyhow.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Truth Frequency right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. If you're listening to the archive and would like to hear the show in its entirety, you can subscribe for as little as $4 a month at truthfrequencyradio.com. It's only through your love and support that we're able to cover the costs and continue broadcasting. You'll get immediate access to all of your favorite shows in high definition, uncut, and commercial free. And if you simply can't subscribe, you can always tune in to the live stream 24 hours a day. Or you can tune in on your mobile device at ktfrn.com/mobile. That's ktfrn.com/mobile. And now, for our live listeners and members, here's another jam-packed hour of Truth Frequency right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network.